WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Breaking news, the Justice Department has reached an agreement with Julian Assange to plead guilty to a single felony count, according to court documents unsealed tonight. This over the WikiLeaks founder publishing classified U.S. documents in 2010. Hearings today in federal court in Florida on Donald Trump's handling of classified documents. The special counsel having a request, says ABC's Catherine Falders in Fort Pierce.
This is Jack Smith's request for a gag order so that Trump will stop speaking about law enforcement that were involved in the case. Jack Smith says that this is a threat to their life, that it could potentially be life-threatening down the road. So the judge will consider that request.
Hunter Biden trying to have his federal gun conviction overturned on a technicality, arguing the trial began before a circuit court formally denied his appeal. The Biden administration is expected to announce more military aid for Ukraine, according to a U.S. official. This is ABC News. An Oklahoma father back home after facing gun charges in Turks and Caicos for ammunition found in his luggage. He says it was inadvertently left there after a hunting trip.
Ryan Watson tells ABC's Good Morning America his wife was the family's rock while he was detained for 2 months in Turks and Caicos.
She's handled our kids going through the toughest emotional time imaginable with such grace.
He said she's the best thing that's ever happened to our family. Watson's back home in Oklahoma. He was fined $2,000, but avoided the up to 12 years in prison he faced after ammunition was found in his luggage. Ryan Clark, ABC News.
A federal judge today sentenced the leader of a notorious Haitian gang to 35 years in prison for weapons smuggling and the laundering ransoms paid for kidnapped U.S. citizens. Jermaine Joly has pleaded guilty to charges related to the kidnapping of 16 Americans in 2021. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
And as you just heard, there is a severe thunderstorm warning for Richland County until 7:30. At 6:57, a severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from 9 miles west of Reedsburg to near Richland Center, moving southeast at 50 miles per hour. Hazards include 60-mile-per-hour wind gusts and quarter-size hail. Hail damage to vehicle is expected, and expect wind damage to roofs, siding, and trees. These severe thunderstorms will remain over mainly rural areas of Richland County, including the following locations: County Roads D and NN, Ithaca, Lloyd, Bunker Hill, Highway 58, and County B, Germantown, and Highway 60 and County CC. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a building. Also, there is a severe thunderstorm warning that has been issued for Sauk County, and that is until 7:45. And as we said, mentioned at 6:56, a severe thunderstorm was located near Richland Center, moving east at 50 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Baraboo, Reedsburg, Prairie du Chien, Sauk City, Wisconsin Dells, Lake Delton, Spring Green, West Baraboo, Plain, Bluffview, North Freedom, Merrimack, Laval, Rock Springs, Loganville, Ironton, Lime Ridge, Devil's Lake State Park, and Hill Point. And for your protection, once again, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a building. And as I mentioned earlier, there was a severe thunderstorm warning that was for eastern Vernon and northwestern Richland counties. That one has expired, but it's still in our area. And as you notice, we are getting a lot of rain, a lot of lightning, and heavy thunder. And I haven't had a chance to check. There is possibilities of hail mixed in with that. Once again, there is a severe thunderstorm warning for Richland County until 7:30 p.m. That's because at 6:57, a severe thunderstorm was located along a line extending from 9 miles west of Reedsburg to near Richland Center, moving southeast at 50 miles per hour. These thunderstorms will remain over mainly rural areas of Richland County, even though we are getting it in Richland Center. So we are getting a pretty good storm right now. We didn't need to see it. This kind of brings me back from what was happening on Saturday. Unfortunately, we got that heavy rain included. I was hoping we wouldn't get that, but this is still the start of the storms because they are talking about some more storms throughout the evening and overnight hours, and those could be strong to severe storms, according to Brittany Merlot in her latest forecast. And we are supposed to have a low of 70 with winds 10 to 15. The winds are starting to pick up now. They're out of the southwest at 4 miles per hour. I'll have to keep an eye on our wind gauge. I'd like to see what our gusts get up to, but they're not too bad. And our temperature has dropped to 78 degrees, which I don't know if it's a good thing with this weather. But anyways, just want to let you know about that severe thunderstorm warning for Richland County until 7:30. And then also there is that severe thunderstorm warning out for Sauk County until 7:45. And like I say, in areas affected by that will be Baraboo, Reedsburg, Prairie du Sac, Sauk City, and also Wisconsin Dells, Lake Delton, Spring Green, West Baraboo, Plain, and Bluff View. What I'm going to do is I'm going to play a little bit more music, and I'll come back with any updates and let you know what's going on. Thank you. That was Straight Down the Barrel by Aaron Van Court and Country and Community at 7:09. Once again, there is a severe thunderstorm warning for Richland County in southwestern Wisconsin until 7:30. That's because at 6:57, a severe thunderstorm, or I should say severe thunderstorms, were located along a line extending from 9 miles west of Reedsburg to near Richland Center, moving southeast at 50 miles per hour. These storms will contain 60 mile per hour winds and possible quarter size hail. These storms will be in the Richland County area, including the following locations: County Roads D and N, or DNNN, I should say, Ithaca, Lloyd, Bunker Hill, Highway 58 and County B, Germantown, and the Highway 80 and County Double C. And once again, that's until 7:34, Richland County. And then there's also a severe thunderstorm warning for Sauk County until 7:45 at 6:56. That severe thunderstorm I mentioned was in near Richland Center. And the areas that could be impacted in the one in Sauk County is Baraboo, Reedsburg, Prairie du Sac, Sauk City, Wisconsin Dells, Lake Delton, Spring Green, West Baraboo, Plain, Bluffview, North Freedom, Merrimack, Lavelle, Rock Springs, Loganville, Ironton, Lime Ridge, Devil's Lake State Park, and Hill Point, and also Mirror Lake State Park could be affected by that storm. I went and checked our rain gauge. The rain started at around 6:48, and at 7:07, I checked the rain gauge, and we have received 36 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. So within 20 minutes, we already received well over a quarter of an inch. I'm sure by now it's close to the half-inch mark. I'll go check on that shortly and then keep you up to date on that information. Does look like it's trying to lighten up a little bit, but that rain is just pouring down out there. And we're at 75 degrees right now, and the winds are out of the northeast at around 5 miles per hour. A lot of thunder and lightning I've seen with this too. Sometimes I don't catch all of it because of the angle I am, and just looking out the window, it's kind of hard to check otherwise while, you know, on the air. And the main thing is I want to get the information out to each and every one of you so you stay safe. Once again, there's that severe thunderstorm warning for Richland County, and that is until 7:30, and also that severe thunderstorm warning for Sauk County until 7:45. Unfortunately, this isn't going to be the end of it. We got another storm that's probably going to be coming in later this evening during the overnight hours. I've been kind of monitoring that on the radar, and I looked on that on weather.com, and that looks like a really big storm that's coming out of the north, coming down to the south. And unfortunately, with the storms coming out of the north like that, you have a good chance of possibly getting straight line winds. I'm not saying we're going to get that yet. I think we'll have to wait till it gets closer and get information from the National Weather Service. So like I say, this isn't over with yet, and it's best to keep it tuned right here to WRCO, because I will be here until hopefully everything clears. I even told Phil, who knows, maybe I'll be here until I'll be here when he opens up in the morning and gets ready to come on there. He says, I hope not, but I don't know. We'll see what happens with these storms. Once again, there is a severe thunderstorm warning for Richland County until 7:30, and that could include Richland Center, of course, that we're in the middle of it. It looks like the rain is starting to lighten up a little bit out there right now, which is a good thing. And other areas that could be affected is County D and NNN, Ithaca, Lloyd, Bunker Hill, Highway 58, and County B, Germantown, and Highway 80 and County Double C. And of course, there's that thunderstorm warning for Sauk County in South Central Wisconsin, and that is out until 7:45. Areas that can include it that could be affected: Baraboo, Reedsburg, Prairie du Sac, Sauk City, Wisconsin Dells, Lake Delton, Spring Green, West Baraboo, Plain, Bluffview, North Freedom, Merrimack, Lavelle, Rock Springs, Loganville, Ironton, Lime Ridge, Devil's Lake State Park, and Hill Point. So if you're in that direction, be ready for it, because we got a pretty good storm here and it's still raining pretty good. And I'm going to break away for a bit, just kind of check on a few things, and then I'll be back with more updates on what the weather situation is right here on WRCO 100.9 FM.
Downtown, stoplight, red car, rolls by, what else can I do? Wonder if it's you. Scanning the stations, every song they're playing is like a soundtrack to the love we had. I should be over you by now, but every time I turn around, it's always something different. Nothing.
why does it have to be Emily? Corner store, stop in, someone ask how you been. I say I wouldn't know, I really gotta go. Wish I could forget you, but I don't know how. 'Cause every time I turn around, it's always something every day reminding me. Everywhere I go, there's a memory ready and waiting to catch me off guard. There's no way to prepare my heart. Oh, what I wouldn't do, what I wouldn't do, if only I could just stop missing you. I'd let go of our love like it was never nothing. Every day reminding me, everywhere I go there's a memory ready and waiting to catch me off guard. There's no way to prepare my heart. Oh, what I wouldn't do, what I wouldn't do, if only I could just stop missing you. I'd let go of our love like it was never nothing, but it's always something. It's always something.
That was Joe Diffie with It's Always Something on Country and Community WRCO. Right now our time is 7:17, and we do have that severe thunderstorm warning for Richland County until 7:30 this evening. That's because at 6:57, severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from 9 miles west of Reedsburg to near Richland Center, moving southeast at 50 miles per hour. Hazards in this storm could be 60-mile-per-hour wind gusts and quarter-size hail. And these storms could affect the following areas: County Roads D and NN, in Ithaca, Lloyd, Bunker Hill, Highway 58 and County B, Germantown and Highway 80, and County CC, and of course, Richland Center. And at 7:45, we have a thunderstorm warning. That's that's how long it's going to go for Sauk County. And that's from these same storms that are coming through the Richland Center area right now. Those areas that could be affected by that include Baraboo, Reedsburg, Prairie du Sac, Sauk City, Wisconsin Dells, Lake Delton, Spring Green, West Baraboo, Plain, Bluffview, North Freedom, Merrimack, Laval, Rock Springs, Loganville, Ironton, Lime Ridge, and Devils Lake State Park and Hill Point. So once again, a severe thunderstorm warning for Richland County until 7:30, and then for Sauk County until 7:45. It does look like it's lightening up there, but that rain is still coming down. I checked the rain gauge. In fact, to show you how it's coming down, at 7:15, I checked it, and it said it was 64 one-hundredths, and I thought, well, at around 7:16, while that song was wrapping up, I thought I'd check it again, and we received another 0.03 inch within a minute's time. So from 6:48 until 7:16. So that would be, let me try to think here in my head on that. So that's about in a half hour's time, we have received well over a half an inch of rain, and we're getting probably close to the 7 3/4 inch of rain mark. So that is not good with all the water that we have gotten already, which I want to remind you, if you're out and about driving with this weather going on and all this rain is coming down, if you see water in the roadways, if you don't see a barricade, but you see water in the roadways, turn around and don't drown just because there's no barricade there. And if there is a barricade there, you definitely should not go around the barricade because it is there for a reason. So we just want people to stay safe. So I hate to stress it that much, but be careful because we said we have had a lot of rain. It looks like the rain is starting to let up for a bit, but that's not the end of it because we do have some more storms that will be coming into the area during the evening and overnight hours. So keep it tuned here to WRCO, and I will keep you up to date on what comes of those. Once again, I just want to let you know, once again, there's a severe thunderstorm warning for Richland County in southwestern Wisconsin until 7:30 tonight, and that includes areas affected that could be affected by this or will be affected by this is, of course, Richland Center, County Roads DNNN, Ithaca, Lloyd, Bunker Hill, Highway 58, and County Road B, Germantown, Highway 80, County Double C, and, of course, Sauk County until 745, with communities being affected are Baraboo, Reedsburg, Prairie du Sac, Sauk City, Wisconsin Dells, Lake Delton, Spring Green, West Baraboo, Plain, Bluffview, North Freedom, Merrimack, Lavelle, Rock Springs, also Loganville, Ironton, Lime Ridge, Doubles Lake State Park, and Hill Point. Nice thing is I haven't had any EAS alerts, so it sounds like once this gets out of there, it looks like any other counties in our WRCO listening area will not be affected for now. But that storm that looks like it's coming in later on this evening, I looked at the radar. It looks like it will pretty much hit a lot of the area because it looks like it's picking up strength as it comes south. But we can hopefully only hope that it can weaken. But I will keep you up to date on any information as far as these storms and that storm. So I'm going to break away for a little bit, and I'm going to keep you up to date on any other information as it comes in.
The Spring Green Arts Fair this weekend is a juried fair with over 180 artists. Included are fine arts, displays of graphics, photography, glass, jewelry, pottery, sculpture, and much more. Proceeds from artists and local food offerings are granted to nonprofit community needs in the arts. The Spring Green Arts Fair has been held for over 50 years in beautiful downtown Spring Green. The fair is Saturday from 9 to 5 and Sunday 9 to 4. For more information, go to springgreenartfair.com.
We are having the Schmidt Woodland Hills Grand Cash Giveaway 50-50 raffle again this year. Only 1,500 tickets will be sold, with the potential for a maximum payout of $7,500 to a single winner. The winning ticket will be drawn on July 18th during the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing at Morocco Hills Golf Course. You can't be the winner if you don't buy a ticket. Get your ticket today. Just $10 per ticket. This could be your year.
100.9 WRCO. I got a song, I'm about to sing it. She left a note, so I started drinking. Bartender, pour anything you want. Drink a bye, bye, my baby's long gone. Sadder than a steel in a country song. Raise your glasses to the rafters and help me sing along tonight. Tonight, drink a bye. Yeah, I don't know where she's at. Could be Kentucky. Lucky come for two shots in with a 10 from Mississippi. Little drink Patron, get me gonna sing along with me going Jack, Jim, Key Lime, apple pie. This is my getting over her till I'm passed out. Drink a pie. Goodbye. My baby's long gone. Sadder than a steel in a haggard song.
Cole Swindell with Drinkabye at 725. Our temperature, according to the Wirtz Floor and Home temperature gauge, is now down to 71 degrees. So it's really cooled off from a high of 84 degrees that we had earlier today. A lot of the storms that came through, I think, had a lot to do. Pretty heavy rain and lightning there, and hopefully nobody had any damage or anything. And anyways, that severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 7:30 for southeastern Richland County. On updated information at 7:15, a severe thunderstorm was located 8 miles northwest of Spring Green or 10 miles southeast of Richland Center, moving southeast at 35 miles per hour. Included in this storm is 60-mile-per-hour winds, gusts, and quarter-size hail. Locations impacted include, of course, Richland Center, Lone Rock, Ithaca, Cazenovia, County Roads D and Double N, and also County Roads O and Double O, Highway 58 and 154, Lloyd, Highway 58 and County B, Keysville, Twin Bluffs, Sexonville, Neptune, Gotham, Highway 130 and County B, Highway 58 and County K, and Bear Valley. Good news is it is starting to lighten up out there a little bit, and that rain is letting up out there. So that's good news here for Richland Center. Still Sauk County, though, they're still seeing the effects of some of the storm, if they haven't already. And that's, they have theirs out until 7:45. And that's of that bits because that storm that just came through the Richland Center area is heading that way. Locations included that could be hit by that is Baraboo, Reedsburg, Prairie du Sac, Sauk City, Wisconsin Dells, Lake Delton, Spring Green, West Baraboo, Plain, Bluffview, North Freedom, Merrimack, Lavelle, Rock Springs, Loganville, Ironton, Lime Ridge, Devils Lake State Park, and Hill Point. And as I said, that rain is letting up out here outside the WRCO studios. It is still coming down, but not as heavy as it was. Unfortunately, we received 74 one-hundredths of an inch of rain at 7:24. I checked that. So we're a hundredth of an inch short of three-quarters of an inch. So that's a lot of rain in just a little over, let's see here, about 44 minutes time. Kind of reminds me a little bit of Saturday. Unfortunately, that was a long, hard rain. And we may see that yet tonight. I don't want to say what we are because I don't know the definites on that. I am not a weatherman, but I do report the weather on the radio from information we get. So any information that I get from the National Weather Service or elsewhere, I'll definitely pass it along, especially if it's on the severe side and you need to take cover for that. But right now, nothing really now going on. So we got another 2 minutes for that severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern Richland County, but that the warning is still in effect until 7:45 for Sauk County. I haven't had any EAS alerts yet, but once I do, I'll play them for you, and I will give you the information on that and keep you up to date, so that way everyone can stay safe right here on WRCO 100.9 FM.
They were pretty smart, but you've got being right down to an art. You think you're a genius, you drive me up the wall. You're a regular original, a know-it-all. Okay, so you're a rocket scientist. That don't impress me much. So you got the brains, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, yeah, I think you're all right, but that won't keep me warm in the middle of the night. That don't impress me much. Yeah. I never knew a guy who carried a mirror in his pocket and a comb up his sleeve, just in case, and all that extra whole gel in your hair, I'd lock it, cause heaven forbid it should fall out of place. Oh, well, you think you're special. Oh, well, you think you're something else. Okay, so you're Brad Pitt. That don't impress me much. So you got the looks, but have you got the touch? Now don't get me wrong, that don't impress me much. Joking, right? Okay, so you got a car. That don't impress me much. So you got the moves, but I didn't got the touch.
Shania Twain, that don't impress me much. We just got this in from the National Weather Service. There is a severe thunderstorm warning for northeastern Iowa County and Columbia County in right south central Wisconsin. At 7:26, a severe thunderstorm was located 8 miles northwest of Prairie du Sac, moving east at 50 miles per hour. And of course, like with the other storms, impacts from this storm could be 60-mile-per-hour wind gusts and quarter-size hail. Locations that could be impacted by this storm include Middleton, Portage, McFarland, Mount Horeb, Windsor, Prairie du Sac, Sauk City, Wisconsin Dells, Lake Wisconsin, DeForest, Cross Plains, Lodi, and Poinette. So those are the areas that are going to be affected by this. And that, as was said, that storm is out until 8:15, so a little time on that one. And the severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern Richland County is expiring. Actually, it expired at 7:30. The storm which prompted the warning has moved out of the area. Therefore, the warning will be allowed to expire. However, gusty winds are still possible with this thunderstorm. And we still have that severe thunderstorm warning out for Sauk County. And that, of course, is until, that one is until 7:45. So, stormy night here in Wisconsin and in southwest Wisconsin, I should say, and I'm sure elsewhere in Wisconsin as well. But, yeah, we're getting the storms, and it, like I said, it has let up here, so we don't have to worry in Richland County. But Sauk County has it until 7:45 still, and northeastern Iowa County and Columbia County until 8:15. Please keep attuned to WRCO 100.9 as we will give you further updates as they come in.
Are you ready to give your business a kickstart? Reach new heights and boost your sales with WRCO Radio. Give Henry a call today at 608-647-2111.
WRCO, this is Henry. How can I give you the business?
That's 608-647-2111. Let WRCO drive your business to success. Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
There is is a severe thunderstorm warning for Sauk County until 7:45, and also for Iowa County as well as Columbia County until 8:15. Look for partly or strong to severe storms over during the overnight, mainly after 2 a.m. with a low of 70. Winds will be south 10 to 15. Partly cloudy, breezy, and warm tomorrow with a high of 87. And mostly clear and calm tomorrow night with a low of 62. Currently in Richland Center, the rain has pretty much let up. I will check our latest update, but as of now, we have 74.107 inch, and there is still some lightning in the area, and our current temperature is 71 degrees. Neon Union at 7:40 on WRCO. That song was This Side of the Dirt. And I'm Tim Thede. I'm going to be here until storms let up tonight. We'll see what happens. It's look like a good night here. Right now we had a little taste of what may be to come. And maybe, I don't know, hopefully not worse. But it is still a little bit of lightning out there. It's still kind of lingering in the area here those storms are. But that storm for Richland County has expired. That expired at 7:30. But there is still the severe thunderstorm warning in effect. And for Sauk County, and that is until 7:45. So it looks like another 5 minutes for that one for Sauk County. It hasn't officially expired yet, but I will let you know when that does officially expire. Also, there is that severe thunderstorm warning for northeastern Iowa County as well as Columbia County until 8:15 this evening. Also, just came in from the National Weather Service, there is a severe thunderstorm watch. And that is in effect for the counties in our area that are affected by it, include Iowa and Sauk County. Nothing here in the Richland County area or anything like that. And they said severe thunderstorm watch is in effect until 1 a.m. And actually, that's what, yep, 1 a.m. for Iowa. I was looking down, it was at 1 a.m. and it was for like other counties, but that's over a little bit more east. But close to our area is Iowa and Sauk County, and so that watch is out until 1 a.m., so be careful and be on the lookout if you're in those areas and there's chances of it. There's a good chance that watch could expand, but I will definitely let you know if that does happen. But anyways, Sauk County, you're under that severe thunderstorm warning for another 4 minutes. And, of course, Iowa, that's actually what part of Iowa was that again? That was... I don't know. That was in Iowa County until for Iowa County and there we go. There we go. Just lost my information there for a second. Sorry, folks. Northeastern Iowa County. I wanted to get the area correct. That way other parts of Iowa County don't have to worry about that there. But still be on the lookout if you're in that part of Iowa, in Iowa County altogether, in case there are any storms that do come your way. I'll keep you up to date right here on WRCO as more information comes in.
My guitar and said, "What do you do?" I said, "I sing for a living, country music mixed with a little rock and a little blues." He said, "I'm sorry, but I've never been crazy about that twang and trains and hillbilly thing. Whatever made you want to sing stuff like that?" I just looked at him and laughed and said, "'Cause there's songs about me and who I am. Songs about loving and living and good-hearted women, family and God. Yeah, they're all just songs about me. Songs about me." So I offered him tickets. I said, "You'll see what I mean if you show up tonight." He said, "I doubt you'll change my opinion. I'll be kind of busy, but hey man, I'll try." Then later on when we finished our songs about scars and cars and broken hearts, I saw him. He was standing there right next to the stage and he shouted, "Man, you were right, it was like you sang those songs about me and who I am. Songs about loving and living and good-hearted women, family and God. Yeah, they're all just songs about me. Songs about me." Yeah.
That was Trace Atkins with Songs About Me on this stormy Monday evening in Richland Center. 7:46 is the time. Temperature is still holding steady at 71 degrees. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service rain gauge, though I misread it a little bit earlier. I need to adjust my glasses. Actually, we received 72 100ths of an inch so far. Not 74, so I'm off by 2/10, but no biggie on that one. That's what's 2/10, but that is quite a bit, almost 3/4 of an inch of rain we received in about a little over a half hour time. And like I say, we do not need that with this area around here with all the floods that have been happening and people trying to get water out of their basements or out of their yards or out of their fields. And it doesn't help matters a bit if we can only pray that, nothing bad happens as the storms roll on. I've been looking at the radar, the heavier storms, the ones that had like the brighter reds and pinks in them, they're down towards the Madison area. There is another band of thunderstorms, not quite as intense as what we got, but it looks like coming towards the Richland Center area. But in fact, AccuWeather says that thunderstorms will continue for another 53 minutes in the area here in Richland Center. But the severe thunderstorm warning that was out for Sauk County, it looks like that has expired. That was on until 7:45 this evening. I'll look at National Weather Service, but according to the last thing statement I got, it was supposed to end at 7:45. But I will keep you up to date on that. Still under a severe thunderstorm watch is northeastern Iowa County and Columbia County. That goes out until 8:15. And, of course, Sauk and Iowa County are under a severe thunderstorm watch until 1 a.m. And it is east of us, so maybe for Richland Center area here, Richland County, maybe that'll be a good thing. Maybe we won't get the storms that they were talking about. We can only hope and pray on that. But I don't know, that could always change quickly, too, with the way these storms are coming in. That's what you get when you have all this hot, humid weather. You have all these storms that like to come in. But we keep thinking positive, hoping that we won't be affected by that. If you want to keep your mind off the storm, or the stormy weather, the Brewers are playing right now. They're playing Texas. And that's at Milwaukee. I haven't seen a score yet on that. I've been busy with the weather. I'll get to see if I can get an update on the score. But if you want to listen to the game, which is playing right now on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. And if you switch over there to listen, don't worry if we get any EAS alerts. That's here for the comes to us locally here in Richland Center, Richland County, and areas around here, counties around us. I will definitely get that across on the AM side, so that way you will be alerted while listening to the Brewer game. We'll keep our fingers crossed that will not have to happen tonight, but I'm not promising anything. All right, so keep it tuned right here to WRC 100.9, and I'll keep you up to date on any more weather as it comes in.
Walsh's Ace knows that window screens can get punctured or torn. Let Walsh's Ace repair your torn or punctured screen. The experts at Walsh's have the know-how. If you're looking for paint, the Ace Paint Department at Walsh's Ace has state-of-the-art equipment that can color match anything you have to paint. You can count on Walsh's Ace for everything, from screens to paint. Walsh's Ace in Muscadet, Richland Center, and Ace of La Crosse.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This can't be happening. I wonder if this is covered by my insurance.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, Ryan from Julie Karen State Farm. Wow, that really works, even in radio.
Hey, Phil, what seems to be the problem?
My CD seems to have gone kaput. Is this covered in my policy?
What CD is it?
Twisted Sister.
Well, I would suggest removing that one from the policy, but yes, it is covered.
Tragedy averted. Julie Cairns, my local State Farm insurance agent, has saved the day, providing financial services, bank products, and life insurance with the most attentive customer service around. Give Julie or Ryan a call today at 647-3632.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than the Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
WRCO 100.9. can't stay away. My heart wants to wander here and over yonder. Let you come along and take it. Maybe you're the right one, the right by my side one. Maybe you're the one that's gonna break it. Cause I'm feeling.
That was Jackson Dean with Fearless on Country and Community WRCO, and hope each and every one of you are fearless this evening with these storms coming through, and we'll try to keep you safe here by keeping you up to date on any information as it comes in. I just wanted to remind you that there's that severe thunderstorm warning out for northeastern Iowa County. There, I had my info in front of me this time, and Columbia County, and that's until 8:15 this evening. Communities that could be affected from the area include Wisconsin Dells, Cross Plains, the Mount Horeb area, Sauk City, all around that area there. That's where that is until 8:15. So it looks like that one has another 20 minutes or so on that warning. I do see a statement. We did get a statement from the National Weather Service. It's not a warning. It was just a statement that we got that the National Weather Service has issued. Strong thunderstorms will impact northeastern Grant, Richland, and northeastern Crawford counties through 8:15 tonight. At 7:45, Doppler radar was tracking strong thunderstorms along a line extending from 7 miles north of Spring Green to 10 miles east of Lansing, moving southeast at 40 miles per hour. These storms have less wind gusts, but they're still about 50 miles per hour, and only pea-sized hail could be expected. And that impacts include gusty winds that could knock down trees, limbs, and blow around unsecured items. These strong thunderstorms will be in the Richland Center. They said it should be in the Richland Center area, and I do believe it is because it is getting darker out there, and I do hear the thunder. And Muscadet should expect these strong thunderstorms. Remember, these are not severe thunderstorms, just strong thunderstorms. thunderstorms, but I just wanted to pass along the information in case you're looking outside wondering, well, okay, what's happening with this? But yeah, these are strong storms that are coming through the area, nothing severe, but if they do get upgraded, I will definitely let you know about it. Other locations that could be impacted by this storm that's coming through right now is Horgan Ridge, Eagle Corners, Gillingham, Neptune, Buck Creek, Highway 171, County U, County Roads A and Z, Blue River, Highway 80 and 56, and Montgomeryville. So, yeah, some strong storms going through. So at least they're not severe. Hopefully we won't get as heavy a rain. That rain is what we cannot have, but we can't have anything from a severe storm that, you know, we don't want it. And it's been a crazy one so far, folks, but hang in there and hopefully things get better as time progresses. Okay, coming up next, I have Morgan Wallen with You Proof.
News. I'm Chuck Sievertson. A plea deal with Uncle Sam for Julian Assange, according to court documents unsealed tonight. The founder of WikiLeaks, who published classified U.S. military and diplomatic documents in 2010, took asylum at Ecuador's embassy in London and after has been imprisoned.